Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 17 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of April 18th through April 24th in the great American Old West? April 18th, 1886, El Paso, Texas. Madam Fat Alice Abbott's soil dove, Bessie Colvin, fled the coop to work for Etta Clark's bordello on the other side of Utah Street. Abbott soon followed, pounding on the door with her fist. When Clark opened the door, the 6-foot, 200-pound Abbott punched her in the face. The pain and anger sent the diminutive but pugnacious Clark in search of a gun. She fired a shot into Abbott's pubic arch. Clutching her groin, screaming, "My God, I'm shot!" Abbott staggered down the steps and collapsed in the street. Clark's parting shot missed as she smiled and closed her door. Abbott survived, and although the El Paso Herald mistakenly reported the event as the public arch shooting, the public arch shooting became the toast of the town, and Fat Alice was humiliated by people in the streets. In the trial of May the 12th, 1886, it took the jury less than 15 minutes to buy 5-foot, 100-pound Clark's plea of self-defense. April 19th, 1897. Apparently, a, quote, native of the planet Mars, unquote, destroyed Judge J.S. Proctor's windmill and his flower garden at his home in Aurora, Texas. An alien airship collided with the structure and exploded, killing the pilot and casting debris over several acres. The incident, reported in the Dallas Morning News of this date, as you see, they still didn't know what a UFO was out there in Old West Texas. April 20th, 1914, the Ludlow Massacre. Camp guards employed by Colorado Fuel and Iron Company and units of the Colorado National Guard attacked a tent city occupied by striking miners, the United Mine Workers of America, the UMWA, and their families. Two women and 11 children were found asphyxiated and burned to death under a single tent, with the overall death toll estimated at between 19 and 25. This was the worst single event of a strike against Colorado's three largest coal mining companies, lasting from September 1913 to December of 1914, and costing perhaps 200 lives. April 21st, 1836, the Battle of San Jacinto, the decisive battle for Texas independence. Having trained together but 3 weeks, Texian troops led by General Sam Houston defeated General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna's Mexican army in just 18 minutes. Three survivors of the Goliad Massacre fought in this battle. Santa Anna barely escapes, but not for long. April 26, 1836, Santa Anna captured by the victorious Texans, the cream on yesterday's amazing turn of events. April 26, 1889, at high noon, the first Oklahoma land rush. An estimated 50,000 people participated, and by nightfall, they had laid claim to 1.92 million acres, but the Sooners, who were already there, and had all the best land staked out, never lost their land. April 23rd, 1865, Captain Silas Stillman Soleil, abolitionist, jayhawker, prospector, and soldier, is murdered at age 26 by Charles Squires in Denver, Colorado. This is thought to be in retribution for Soleil's testimony against Colonel John Shivington in the crimes of the Sand Creek Massacre. Squires escaped justice. April 24th, 1832, Nauvoo, Illinois. Founder of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, Joseph Smith, dragged from his home by a mob, stripped and beaten, then tarred and feathered. His wife and infant child, cast from his bed by the attackers, were threatened and forced from the home into the night. The infant died from exposure several days later. Smith was left for dead, but limped back to the home of friends who spent much of the night scraping the tar from his body, leaving his skin raw and bloody. Even so, Smith spoke at a church devotional meeting the following day. It was reported that he was covered with open wounds and still very weak from the assault. Amazing stuff in the Old West, writers. This is program 17 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you. Trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.